This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 3:36. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. One of my favorite off-the-beaten-path topics that I usually get into is my disdain for Tom Brady. I bring it up every so often because God knows he's in the news enough. And, you know, I didn't do it, and I should have, and I'll do it now. I want to compliment him. Because I typically can't stand anything Tom Brady does. And anytime I see him, I'm just fed up with him. And I know as a Giant fan, I don't understand. You beat him in the Super Bowl. I'm tired of Tom Brady. I don't know why. And maybe one day I'll get tired of other people. Maybe one day I'll get tired of Patrick Mahomes. I'll get tired of certain people. For whatever reason, I am tired of Tom Brady. I was tired of the conversation. Every single stinking big game. Is he the greatest? Him and Bill Belichick, are they the greatest tandem of coach, quarterback? Blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of Tom Brady. Tired of him, always have been. For the last 6-7 years, I've been tired of Tom Brady. I have to admit, though, his entrance, I don't know if you saw Fanatics Fest, which we did the show live from last Saturday, over a week ago now. It was a lot of fun, and they had this WWE thing set up where the guys would come out, you know, famous people, and do an entrance, and it would be judged, and they would have fun with it. And Tom Brady did a great job. I have to applaud him. He did a great job. He came out. He spit on an Eagles. He spit on an Eagles jersey. He ripped an Eli Manning jersey, and then Eli Manning came out and like kind of fun attacked him and everything. It was a real fun moment. I thought Tom had some fun with it. Obviously, he's kind of had some fun with the roast and all that stuff. Although he said he regrets it now. And bravo. But now I'm just looking through Barstool and looking through some different places, and I just saw something that would drive me absolutely bonkers. So apparently, of course, Tom Brady is at the Bezos wedding, which was, you know, I guess the event of the century as, you know, the founder of Amazon got married. And it is being reported, now it's just reported, that Tom was the life of the party and was chatting it up with Sydney Sweeney. Let me just tell you something right now. I don't care that Tom bags hot chicks. I don't care. I get that. Good looking dude, Hall of Famer, tons of money. God bless him. I don't begrudge him that much. I'm not much that much of a fool to, you know, say, you know, I hope he never has another attractive girlfriend ever. That's fine. I don't care about that. But Sydney Sweeney is becoming one of the more famous, beautiful actresses in the world. That relationship, if it were to ever happen, would be thrown in our face every hour on the hour. And I can't tolerate it. That I will not tolerate. If Tom Brady wants to go date, marry, have a relationship with whomever, that's fine. I don't begrudge him finding love. Good luck, Tom. Have a second go at it, or a third go at it, or whatever. Go find love. But please, please spare us the ridiculous reporting and constant Page Six and People Magazine and everything else and the stupid nicknames we're going to have for the Brady-Sweeney relationship. I don't need it. Nobody needs it. Just call football games. Here's an idea. Just call football games and we talk about you once a week just during football season. I can't, like, the idea that the two of them would be a couple would drive me absolutely bonkers. I don't know why. I don't know why I think about these things, but I just saw the report. And I'm telling you, if you think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are obnoxious, I can only begin to think what Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney would be. Because I feel like she's just coming into fame. She's making a movie right now of a boxer. Like, she might actually become, like, she, you know, she's going to probably make a physical transformation to become this boxer. And, you know, who knows, she could be standing there winning an Oscar, thanking her new boyfriend, Tom Brady. And I'm telling you right now, if that were to happen, if Tom Brady were to be thanked at the Oscars or just even be there on the red carpet holding her hand, I will lose it. I'm so tired of Tom Brady. I don't need it. That is a relationship none of us need. Am I right, Alex?
Yes, but I still think that Taylor Swift is bigger.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, she's but he's way bigger than Kelce.
Yes.
But she's clearly, yeah, no, she's a rock star of epic proportions. There's no doubt. She's on another level than
Just Sweeney. Imagine if Brady was still playing and this was...
Yeah, no.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, but at least he... Yeah, that would be a nightmare, but at least he'd still be playing. I don't know. It would almost take away from, is he the greatest? Now I got nothing. Like, I just want him to go away. I just want him to take his championships, right? Aaron Rodgers, as interesting as I find him, he promises to just go away. I don't believe it for a second, but he promises to just go away. Sometimes you need... I find Aaron Rodgers particularly interesting. I do. I'm glad he's in the NFL. I hope this is not his last year. I hope he continues to play. I wish you were a Jet. I wish you were a Giant. And I'm looking forward to rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But once he's not playing, then I want him to go away. And Tom Brady, yes, Taylor Swift is bigger, but Tom Brady and Sweeney would be a couple that I don't know if I could take that. Because I'm just so tired of Tom Brady. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And it's just, you know, I remember an Oscars where Jack Black and Will Ferrell were presenting. And they sang like this song or something, I don't know. But Jack Black...
I remember that one.
Yeah, so Jack Black says to Leonardo DiCaprio, he's like, you think you could date supermodels and win awards? Like, and he starts yelling at him. And like, that's how, like, I'm like, you know, you're going to be the greatest quarterback of all time and like marry supermodels and now date Sweeney the second you're single? Like, I don't know. I don't need it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.